Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Drive here on 88.1 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 89.7 WTBR in Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Bob Heck in studio. We'll get to our guests in just a little bit, but first, look at the weather forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Right now we are at 69 at our Federico Drive studios here in Pittsfield. It is a Tuesday morning edition here of Morning Drive. And we have Ashley Heck back in the studio. Sup, Ashley?
Hey, I'm back after 6 months. It's been 6 months.
Was it really that long?
Yeah, I counted when you first asked me.
Okay.
I'm a nerd.
Now, we had Ashley back on apparently 6 months ago to talk about our journey to try and get to all 30 stadiums. At that point, we were at 5 stadiums. And we've hit 4 more over the last month or so.
It's been 4?
Yeah, it's been 4.
Damn. Oh, yeah, because, City Field, too. You're right.
Right. So we started back in, we started a few years back, but this most recent run started about a month ago, right before the All-Star break. We went down to New York to check out City Field. What were your thoughts on City Field, Ash?
Dude, City Field was so great and so amazing. Like, I'm a New York baddie other than the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. But other than that, I think New York is great. The stadium was really lovely. I really liked it. And the chicken tenders were great.
You had the chicken tenders there?
I had the chicken tenders and those little fries that, like, the Kringle fries. I love Kringle fries, dude.
Okay. So what did you think about the stadium itself, though, other than the food?
I said it looked lovely. Our seats were really great. We had a great view of Willier Abreu, who is somehow always stuck with us when we go to an out-of-town, not even out-of-town, but it's a Red Sox game, period. But yeah, I liked our seats. The people we were near were really nice, too. I don't know if that's really a part of the stadium, but the stadium was really easy to walk around. And I liked how they waited until the pitch was over before you were allowed to go down, because none of the other stadiums really did that.
Some of the stadiums do that, but that's a great point you bring up, because at Fenway, like...
Oh, my God.
At Fenway, if you sit in certain sections, and where our season tickets are, we have a 10-game package with the Red Sox, which is why we're there all the time, or it seems like we're there all the time. Like, if you sit in certain sections... Now, our seats are great. We never have any problems when we're sitting in our seats. But, like, when we, like, spend extra money to sit in other seats, like, you'll have a hot dog vendor's butt in your face during the pitches because, like, they're just walking wherever.
I think that was those seats that we had that one time. It's only happened to us, like, once at Fenway because we were like, let's be special and let's get seats near first base. And then people that are like walking, taking pictures everywhere, and you can't see the freaking home plate, so you can't see the play that's going on. And the hot dog vendors are going by, and the 50-50 raffle is going by. And I'm like, I was like that entire time. I was like, what the heck, bro?
We went, and we'll get back to the other stadiums in just a little bit, but we, it was the day before Patriots Day we went, when it was freezing cold, and they started the game late.
Yeah.
And we decided, well, why don't we just stay over for the Patriots Day game? And I found tickets in the front row of the bleachers.
Those seats were sick. Oh, my God.
They were, but most places, if you have front row, you're right up against the rail. We weren't up against the rail. There was a walking path right in front of us. So, like, all game long, people were coming through. And
oh, yeah.
So it seemed like those were going to be great seats, but I mean, they were fine. It all worked out in the end.
We did get to see that was our first time seeing the Red Sox bullpen. in action, I think.
Yeah, we got to see the Red Sox bullpen. We were right there. It is 7:35 right now. We're with Ashley Heck. We went through a bunch of stadiums, and we really got a good opportunity to walk around Citi Field, right? Because we got in early for some odd reason. We had early access passes.
No, and that was all me, by the way. You were like, and we can just wait in line until 7:45. I'm like, no, I'm not waiting in this line. Why would we do that when we can go back around to where we started and go back in early? And guess whose good decision was that? Mine. Always listen to me. Always listen to your daughters, kids. Yeah, so, fathers.
So the early access passes, and the passes said go in through this gate. So we walked all the way around to get to our gate, and they're like, well, no, you can't use the early access here. You're going to go all the way around. And then we went all the way around back. We got in, really got a good opportunity to check out the stadium, but we ended up with much more time to check out the stadium than we anticipated. How come?
But I mean, how come?
Why did we have more time in the stadium?
Because we speed ran? I don't know.
So we were driving down to the stadium, and Ash the Dash sees on Twitter that the Red Sox are still in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, the delayed game. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Jeez, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, the Red Sox came in late. Like, they were still in, like, on, we were on our way there. I checked my Twitter. It says, oh, the Red Sox? Yeah, they're still in Chicago. They haven't left yet. And I was like, what? Like, I think by the time we got to Citi Field, I think the Red Sox had only gotten in, like, 10 minutes ago. My, like, estimate. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, this game's, we were eating our food. The game said, the Red Sox versus Mets game has been delayed until, like, I don't know, like 7:45 or something.
It was 7:50. It was supposed to be a 7 o'clock start, and they ended up starting at 7:50 because the Red Sox had plane issues and got into New York really, really late. So, but it was a good game, and it was a fun time, and we got to explore the stadium, and I really enjoyed the Shea Bridge and the outfield and lots of stuff happening in center field. And, you know, it was a good time.
No, I think Mr. Met is an op because he covered my Red Sox hat.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to see Mr. Met, and you know, I got to go into the Mets Hall of Fame type thing in center field. And
no, you leave mid game, you come back and it's like, look, I checked out the Citi Field Hall of Fame, and I'm like, what? That's why you were gone for like two innings.
I wasn't gone that long. It's not a huge Hall of Fame, but I had to make peace with the 86 World Series trophy, which should have been at Fenway. But alas, it's in New York. Yeah, but that was a fun time at Citi Field. Was it your favorite stadium so far?
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty cool.
And then we hopped on a flight to Chicago to go check out some stadiums out there. So how was that experience?
All right, just flying out or like?
Just all of it. Just talk.
Chicago? Dude, I miss Chicago every single day. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, oh, I miss Chicago because Chicago was so good. Like, we went to the Cubs, right?
Yeah, we went to the Cubs game.
Oh my God. The Cubs game that night. We'll talk more about that later, I think. And then the next day, We Chicagoed. We just kind of walked around Chicago. I saw the Bean. The Bean was really cool. I liked the Bean. And also the guy we talked to was nice, but his jokes were kind of corny.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get Dad did donate. He's a good person. My father donated to some organization that I think helped doctor stuff. I think that's pretty cool. Good job, you. And then we next day went to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yes.
Yeah, my mind is a little fuzzy. And then we went to the White Sox, and we went to a water park, and then we went home the next day.
All right. Well, we did 9 minutes. You explained the whole thing, so we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Aww.
No.
I didn't mean to do that.
I mean, it was actually really cool because the Monday before we flew out, we ended up flying out of Boston, and we went to the Red Sox game, and we had decent tickets that night.
That was so tough. We got a little pregame on-field experience, and it was my first time. It was my first time. After a year, this bum got a Bayo jersey for himself of the Green City Connects that we love, And this year I finally got my Jaren Duran City Connect, and I wore that with pride, dude. I love that City Connect. And then I took a really good picture on that field. Well, he did. And then we met Anthony Siegler, right?
Tony Siegels, yep.
Yes, and he was really nice. He gave these kids like baseballs and hats and stuff that were next to us, but I kind of got like shoved aside for them. Like this family just comes in and he's like, I'm like, oh, can I get a picture? Anthony Siegel right here, man. My kids love you, or something like that.
Well, no, they know him.
Yeah, I know.
It was pretty clear that they knew him and he got him the on-field passes.
Oh, that was so cute, though. They were really nice, I think. What the hell? Like, I don't know. Yeah, that was a really nice experience, though. Are we going to do it again? Maybe. Actually, we have to, because... We'll talk about that later, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We'll leave it for a surprise for our viewers.
Yeah, so we got on-field passes, went to the Roto-Rooter Club, went to the game, and then that was the game that Durbin hit the home run in the eighth inning.
And you missed it because you were across the street at the bar because you had to get a drink or something.
No.
Because you're a bum. And you missed Sweet Caroline, too.
Oh, okay.
I was really mad about you. I was like, I guess I'm not seeing it tonight.
So, Yeah, we did that. We hopped on a plane the next day, flew to Chicago.
United.
And, yeah, we flew United, and we ended up in Chicago. We rented a car, went to our hotel, and then we went to the Cubs game that night. What were your thoughts on Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field? This guy, dude, he was hyping up like, Wrigley is the second oldest stadium in the world. Do you know how exciting this is going to be for us? We were at Fenway one night. We're going to be the second oldest tomorrow. I'm so hyped. We get there. We walk around. We're like, okay. Because the seats were nice. I really liked our seats. We got front row near third base. Sub Bregman after he refused our offer and went to the Cubs. And then... We walked around. It's the same two concession stands. They had the same two things over and over and over again, just in a big wide circle. And I was like, this is a copy and paste. Like, what are we doing? This is not that tough. It really was not that tough.
Yeah, I mean, what I thought was interesting, and I wish it was more widely known in advance of us going to the game, because I guess they had, like, basically took the stadium down all the way because the place was falling apart, and then they sort of rebuilt the concourse areas. And you know, you go to Fenway and it's a dump, right?
No,
it's a dump. You know, but it's like, it feels like the stadium that Ted Williams played in, and it feels like the stadium that Yaz played in. It feels like that's, like, nothing has changed, and really nothing has changed. They've done a good job. They've done the best they could. And I sort of expected that same experience from Wrigley, but Wrigley was like...
It was like
I was disappointed that it was nice, which is so weird to say, like... I mean, it was a really nice concourse, and it was real, like, everything was amazing. The outside area was really cool, but I just expected it to be way more dumpy and way more historic than it actually was, and it just wasn't, you just didn't get that historic feel. I mean, once you come down the stairs and get to your seat and you see the ivy out there in the outfield, the brick wall, then you're like, all right, this is Wrigley. But, like...
When you're inside at the concessions, you don't even know that it's Wrigley.
It feels like a newer stadium, which, I mean, I wish I had known that going in advance, because it's sort of, I sort of felt like, you know, this wasn't, I wish I had known it wasn't going to feel as historic as Fenway does.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I feel like, low-key, I feel like we got to start researching on our stadiums a little bit more before we go, so we're not as disappointed. And that night, my father proceeded to get canceled for his Wrigley Stadium review, and now I have to post on our Stadium Chaser because he got banned. So thanks, Wrigley.
Yep. But, I mean, you don't go to Wrigley for the food. They don't have anything.
They got nothing, dude.
When we went to the Mets game, I had the pastrami sandwich. Everybody says you can do the pastrami sandwich, and the pastrami sandwich was awesome. Wrigley didn't really have any of that, which is fine.
You gotta have, like, some sort of iconic food, though, as part of the stadium, like Fenway is the Fenway Franks. Like, you have to have, like, I don't know. I feel like food and trying that iconic food is part of the experience. Otherwise, you're just like, hot dog, fries. Give me a Moscow. Oh, wait, Moscow mules aren't even that. What am I on about?
They don't have Moscow mules at stadiums for the most part.
Give me a Sam Adams.
Sam Adams. Yeah, there you go. There you go. 7:45 right now. Our guest is Ashley Heck, my daughter. We are trying to hit all 30 stadiums, and we've hit 4 over the last month or so. So we're talking about Wrigley and how it didn't feel historic and how disappointed I was by that. And then... we went up to Milwaukee, American Family Field, which was only about an hour and 12 minutes from our hotel.
Crazy. It was nice.
It was like, we drive 2.5 hours to get to Fenway or to go down to the Yankee Stadium or Citi Field. It's at least 2.5-3 hours. This was like an hour and 10 minutes. It was like going to a Thunderbirds game. It was great. So what did you think about American Family Field?
I really liked, I don't know, we got there super early. Doors weren't even open yet, which is kind of, like, not normal for us. Because, like, we get there, it's, like, kind of, like, you could see it from afar when you're driving through, like, downtown Milwaukee to get to the field. But, like, once you get there, it's, like, completely separate from the rest of the city, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing nearby. It's just parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. You take a... Like, for us, we took a bridge up there. Then you're at the stadium. I feel like if you get there, like, really early, like, people were having tailgates there, which is fine, because that's, like, it's America sports tailgates. Cool.
Well, I thought that was cool.
That was cool.
People were having tailgates there in the parking lot.
I'm not dissing the tailgates.
I mean, you don't really get to see that a lot at baseball games. Well, we don't anyways, because there's no... Where the hell are you going to tailgate at Fenway?
Fenway, dude.
So, you don't even have access to your car half the time if you park down there. So what else?
I'm not dissing the tailgates anyway. So we got time. I think this is our first time actually having time to take a walk, like a full walk around the stadium, and not be like, oh, we have to rush in to get into the stadium. We have to rush in, and like, I don't know. I feel like this guy was nerding out about every single statue there. He's like, take a picture with this one. This is the best baseball radio person in the world. This is the best Milwaukee player in the world.
Look at Hank Aaron, who's the home run champ. The guy who's hit the most home runs of all time, not on steroids. And then Bob Uecker is the GOAT. I mean, Bob Uecker, I mean, he was on Mr. Belvedere, for goodness sakes. So we got to walk around, see the statues, and everyone was super nice there.
Everybody was super nice. We ran into this security lady or tour lady, and I don't know what her job was, but she was really nice. And she was like, oh, Red Sox fans, what you guys doing? We're like, chasing 30. And she gave us advice on, like, every single part of the stadium, where the best food was, where you can find that statue of the creepy looking guy, because you asked about it. And then, like, I think we get in there, and every single staff is asking us, like, oh, Red Sox fans, what's your favorite Red Sox player? How's your day been? Like, I feel like out of every single stadium, American Family Field had the most nicest staff, I feel, by far, by a landslide.
Yeah, and I think we should go back to Wrigley and mention how everybody was really nice there, too.
Oh, yeah, Wrigley, the staff there was really nice, too. Like, let me take your picture. Do you guys have any advice? Here are your seats. Like, I feel like I feel like, I don't know, Illinois and wherever Milwaukee is in.
Wisconsin.
Oh, I was going to say Wisconsin. I knew it. I think I almost said Worcester, actually, which that's just my tired brain. But anyway, that's regarding the point. Like, I feel like it's just the Illinois and Wisconsin people, because I just feel like they're really nice. I don't think we had one bad person experience in our entire vacation, which is rarely rare.
So we get into the stadium. We got to go up and find the Bob Uecker statue seat. Up in the last row, and then what else did we happen to luck into?
So we're going down the ramp, and we see this line for a player. I don't know. We don't know who they are because we're not Milwaukee fans. I'm like, oh, we could ask Stadium Chaser when I get in the line. And he's like, yeah, we keep going down. We see more. So we're just collecting all these people like Pokemon. And by the second line, we find out, oh, there's an alumni game tonight because apparently it's like the 25th something anniversary of American Family Field. So they're doing an alumni game after the game. And we're like, oh, okay. Well, so then we meet like a bunch of these people that we genuinely do not know. We're like faking being Wisconsin fans to the max, even though it's kind of obvious because we're wearing Red Sox shirts. And like I feel like the players were nice. They were asking us, why are you wearing Red Sox shirts? And then we would like show them the back of our shirts, which I'm kind of wearing it right now. But it says Chasing 30 on the back because Fanatics is the freaking best and lets you customize shirts and stuff. And I don't know. I feel like meeting those alumni were really nice. And where did we sat in the bowl? The bullpen. What? We sat in the dugout by the Brewers, and
yeah, we had front row. We had front row, right? Because you know, if you're going to see the stadiums once, you do it right.
I know,
right? You're trying to do it right. So, yeah, we were basically right behind the Brewers dugout for the game.
And midway through the game, I had a Contreras brother crisis because you know how the White Sox there's two
Montgomerys.
And like they have like C Montgomery, whatever the other one's name, Montgomery, Wilson, and another Will.
William.
Oh my god, I was gonna say William, but that sounded way too professional for a baseball player to be named William, dude. Anyway, I'm like, wait, so how would that work? Because their first names both start with a W, and they both have Will in their name. How would that work? I was like having a crisis about that midway through the game because I realized that, and not even he knows, and he's the biggest. I don't think it's because it ever happened.
Right now, it's somebody that with so many letters that match in the first name. But yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was a great stadium.
I love American Family Field.
I mean, we didn't stick around for the alumni game because like
we were tired.
We were tired and like. It wasn't like the elite of the.
It wasn't the best team,
right? I mean, Ryan Braun was there, and that was pretty much it. I mean, you didn't have Prince Fielder, Robin Yount, all of those. It was just a bunch of guys like that were sort of on the periphery of.
It's like if the Red Sox did that, but David Ortiz wasn't playing. I think, right?
Right, yeah. It'd be like the teams were like Spike Owen, Nick Asaski, Todd Benzinger, yeah, Johnny Gomes. And that was pretty much the level of it. So we pretty much took off after that and headed back home.
Home?
Well, to the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel, buddy.
Headed back to the hotel, hit some B-dubs, watched the Red Sox game, and yeah, it was...
I was in heaven. On one screen, on top, it was Friday Night SmackDown. The bottom, it was the Red Sox game. And the Red Sox won that night, and it was an actual good SmackDown. And I was like, yes, this is my zone.
All right, we're here on Morning Drive. We're talking about our baseball stadium tour. And on the other side of the break, we will talk about Chicago in general. We'll talk about Wright Field, where the White Sox play. That was a stadium we haven't talked about yet. And being at Fenway Park for the 13-inning mess last week. So we'll talk about that and all kinds of other stuff on the other side of the break here on 89.7 WTBR, 88.1 WSBR Lee. It's Morning Drive.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sondrini.com.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
For over four decades, Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Massachusetts food allergen training, the Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical interpreter training, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit our website, berkshireahec.org, or call us at 413-842-5160. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back here on Morning Drive on a Tuesday morning. Before we get back to our chat with Ashley Heck, let's take a look at the weather forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
69 right now at our Federico Drive studios here in Pittsfield. It is Morning Drive. It is Tuesday morning. I'm Bob Heck, and in studio with us is my daughter Ashley Heck, as we went to Chicago, banged out three more stadiums on our stadium tour. And let's talk about Wright Field, where the Chicago White Sox play. What did you think about that place?
Wright Field was so nice. I'm saying that about every stadium, but when I say this one's nice, I mean this one's nice. We lucked out. And we managed to get seats by one of the, they're called ball boys, right? Because they don't really get the bats.
Yeah, they're called ball boys. And this guy was a ball man. Like,
this guy was a full-on like, dude. That guy was like 25.
Yeah, he looked like he could have played for the team. Like,
he looked like he could beat up freaking Wilson Contreras, dude. He got guns. It was crazy.
Yeah. So anyway. What were you saying?
Anyway, we were... He's got guns, Jesus. Anyway, there were like a bunch of kids like asking, hey, can I get a ball? Can I get a ball? So there was a queue. So like, you know, I was like, I'll wait for my time to strike. So near the, like, I don't know, later on in the game, it wasn't too early in the game, but it wasn't too late in the game either. I'm like, hey, can I get in the line for a ball? And he was like, yeah, sure, I got you. Then, like, a little bit later, because he was waiting for a ball, he looked at my shirt. He's like, if he just told me you were from Boston, I would have given you a ball sooner. Like, your hair was covering your shirt. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he gave me a ball. And that's nice, because, you know, it's kind of nice to have a baseball antique of the three stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a baseball if you're going to three stadiums at some point, and we just managed to luck out with getting a ball that was in play. Tell us about your line experience about getting a certain delicious shake that you didn't take a sip of because it was mine.
Yeah, no, they had the campfire milkshakes. They got a lot of great food.
They do.
A lot of great options at Wrigley Field where the White Sox play. But we had to try the campfire milkshake, and it was kind of a pain because everybody else wanted to try the campfire milkshake too. And I had to go to like a special area, and they had just this line, and they're just like making milkshakes over and over again. Like they're not waiting. It was like McDonald's, you know, the stuff's already ready. You just had to go through the line and get it. And even that line was long, too. So I probably missed like an inning and a half to get you the milkshake.
Yeah, he texted me. He's like, hey, you may want to go get that ice cream helmet now because like I'm collecting ice cream helmets for every stadium we've been to. Because like I'm stuck in this line and it is not moving. I'm like, okay, so I'm in line for the helmet. I'm like trying to rush because I just got in the queue for the ball. I'm like, I don't know when that's going to be because I know I'm soon. And, like, I managed to get the helmet without the ice cream. Because I'm going to have this big freaking shake. I'm not going to eat ice cream and a milkshake with Hershey bars and marshmallow on it. I don't want to be rolling out of freaking the stadium. Like, I had ice cream and I had a milkshake. I had 55 burger, 55 fry, 55 milkshake, 55 cheeseburger. No, so I just got the ice cream helmet, and they were really nice. I come back. He's still not back. He's, like, sending me pictures of the line like it's an Avengers trailer, trying to find out who the next Avenger is going to be in the movie, bro. And I'm like, okay. And then he comes back with the shake. He's like, do you want a sip? I'm like, no, I'm just going to go. I got to go. I don't know what you're going to do, but, like, you're getting something else.
Probably a beer.
Yeah, it was beer. Now that I'm thinking about it, it definitely was beer. And so he comes back, and I've already downed like half the milkshake because I was dying. I was dehydrated. It was humid out.
No, it wasn't.
It was humid out, and I was thirsty. I was dying. But also, that's because I didn't really have water, I don't think, that day. So, you know what? It's fine. And then we got the ball, and then they ended up losing. I think the only team that entire trip we visited that won, not counting the Red Sox, was the Cubs. Because they had that freaking, they killed the Detroit Tigers that night, dude. That first inning was insane.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that was another mark against Wrigley in my mind. Because it was 6-0 before, like, the second out of the first inning, because Framber Valdez is garbage. And, yeah, it just did not go well. And it was just, by the seventh inning, they had position players throwing at, like, 35 miles an hour, which was fun to see, I suppose, for a little bit.
Just kept getting worse.
Yeah, it just kept getting worse. So we pieced out of there around the eighth inning.
Which, honestly, is kind of smart, because we beat, I think, what would have been a lot of traffic if we didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Chicago traffic is insane, my guy.
Yeah, that was the other thing. We stayed in Skokie, which is just north of, like, a northern suburb of Chicago.
It was 15 minutes out.
So it took us, like, an hour and 12 minutes to get to American Family Field. It probably took us an hour and a half to get to
the closer stadium.
To get to Wrigley Field because the traffic was so bad.
I don't know. The traffic was bad, I feel like, every single time we went out. Like, I feel like on those little GPSs where, like, it has the red line or the yellow line indicating, oh, you're going to hit traffic. Most of the time, usually when we're heading to Boston or something, it's usually yellow with sometimes red if there's, like, a really bad thing on the road. This was just, there was red going on for, like, miles in the Chicago GPS. Like, it was red, 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 and then yellow. A few more red. I don't know. I just feel like the traffic, I don't think I've seen traffic that bad in a continuous amount of days like Chicago, dude.
Yeah, and that was a disappointment with Wrigley Field is we never really got a chance to explore it because by the time, like, we tried to get there, like, 90 minutes before, which was our plan, but the half-hour ride ended up taking 90 minutes in the Uber, so We basically got there right before the game started.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, but I feel like there's nothing you can really do about that. And I feel like the game was still good.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a fun game. And
from what I saw,
stadium.
It was a nice stadium. So, yeah.
So, who was your favorite mascot that you saw, or least favorite mascot that you saw on the journey?
Dude, you're gonna have me sell myself out. You're mean. Whatever the freaking bear's name is for the Cubs. Because, you know, you'd expect, I don't know.
That's right, he gave you crap.
He gave me literal crap, dude. It was terrible. I was like kind of complaining about the mascot because I'm like, that is one ugly mascot. I expected like a polar cub or something, not just like this regular grown ass cub, like bear. And I'm like, but at some point, hot, it was actually hot this day. So I was like,
it wasn't hot. The weather
was
beautiful
hot.
The whole week.
It was hot. Beautiful means hot for me. So I'm like fanning myself off. The bear looks at me. And he's copying me, dude. I'm like, that's why we're winning. And I show my shirt, and he's like, get out of here, dude. He like fans me off, and he does it again. I'm like, what the heck? Did I just get clocked by this adult bear? And he's laughing at me. Dad's laughing at me. And I wanted to get up and go. And that's why Wally is forever the best mascot, because he would never mock anybody unless you're a Yankees fan.
What about Bernie the Brewer? Bernie Brewer.
It was great because I didn't have to see him. Mm-hmm. They only got like two home runs that game, and I missed one of them because I was getting the freaking ice cream. Like, I went up to I was getting you a hot dog and me ice cream. I go up to the counter, and like, I hear like a bunch of cheering, and like the ice cream workers are like, home run. So I only got to see one other slide thing, and I don't really care because I didn't get to see him that much, and that's okay because I think he may be the worst mascot because he's just grown guy with a blonde mustache. He looks like the Monopoly man if he was younger, and I don't know. I feel like that's just a really basic idea for a mascot. I didn't like it.
Well, you got some close personal time with Barrel Man.
Dude, the Barrel Man, that's a mascot. If I've ever seen a mascot, Barrel Man should forever just be the Milwaukee mascot. Get the guy out of here. I want to see a Barrel Man go down the slide, dude. I don't know if he'll fit because he's a little chubby in that barrel, but we'll make it work. I would rather have Barrel Man over whatever the heck that man was any day of the week. He got some moves. Because we got right by the dugout, and he was dancing in the dugout a lot. That was really peak.
And, you know, Ashley's talking all tough now here on the radio, but
hey.
She wasn't talking tough when we were at Skydeck on the Sears Tower.
No, that was so scary because we were like 700 majillion, quadrillion feet up on the ground. You one look down and it like feels like you're falling off the dang building on that ledge piece. And like, I don't know, I just liked the museum more than I liked the view.
Yeah, so... at the Sears Tower, a.k.a. the Willis Tower, on the 103rd floor, they have this thing called Sky Deck. And there's some pictures on my Facebook page if you haven't seen them yet. And basically, they have these glass boxes that hang off over the side of the building. And you can stand on it and you can look straight down and see everything from 103 floors up. So I was pretty excited for it. Ash, not a big fan. She couldn't wait for those 90 seconds to get over with.
They gave us way too much time.
Yeah, you basically got to be in the box for 90 seconds and take whatever pic. They take their picture that they sell you, and then you could take as many pictures as you want and just hang out and look over for 90 seconds, which I guess for Ash felt like a lot longer than 90 seconds.
That felt like 2 hours because I felt like I was gonna die.
And then if you're ever in Chicago, the boat tour was cool, right?
Oh my god, I felt like Ratatouille. I loved that little boat ride. That boat ride was so nice. I was just strolling, I was looking at the views, but then tragedy struck. The lady goes on her little intermission. this kid comes up to the front of the boat. I'm like, okay, this will be fine. She seems like a chill kid. I look away for a second. I want to take a picture. I'm like, I look over and this kid is throwing a tantrum the entire rest of the ride trying to take a picture with their phone. I'm like, oh my God, is that what Nana was like when she was a child? Because a joke in my family is that my grandmother always likes to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, Nana wants a picture. And this is the flashbacks I got from this little child snatching her mom's phone and being like, I want to take a picture. Like, I can barely hear the tour lady over the child screaming. I look over at my dad after we get off the ride, the boat ride, and I'm like, we got Corey Jolks to the max. Did we tell the Corey Jolks story?
The first time we did, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's our code for unruly children.
Unruly children after our Astros game where this kid was begging Corey Jolks for a ball. And we made up a new thing in Chicago so it's less, like, obvious and we make it more funnier. We go, and I made up with this. I'm taking credit for this. I came up with this. We'll go, like, we'll put, like, a little speaker over our mouth, and we'll go, psh, I'm gonna code CJ. This is the funniest thing ever. I'm a genius.
And then you mentioned earlier we saw The Bean, and then we went to go see Second City that night.
Second City? Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I love Second City. There was a really good improv show we saw that night. Like, it was
Reality Detox was the name of the show. Yeah,
Reality
you're right.
Detox. And it was such a good show. Like, these actors know how to be funny. Because I don't think I've ever laughed at a show that hard as much as I did at this show. And also, I liked one of the guys because he looked like Peyton Tolley if he worked out a lot more. And that was pretty nice. I don't know. I feel like it was a mix of music. It was a mix of comedy. A mix of improv. Well, obviously, because it's an improv show, but you get the point. And I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of everything. You don't like musicals? There's scenes in it without music. You like musicals? There's scenes with music. You like comedy musicals? Boom. Non-comedy, non-musicals? Boom. I don't know. I actually like that show. It was a really good show.
Yes, so that was pretty much our trip to Chicago.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
All right. So last week, we go to the Red Sox game. It was, last Thursday?
It was last Thursday.
And that was the game that went 13 innings.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't exactly quick through the first 9 innings either.
I think we are in the 9th. The game started at, like, 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were... By the time the 9th inning rolled around, it was like 10 o'clock, 10:30. Like, that's how slow this game was. I was complaining the entire time. I was like, this is the slowest baseball game of my life.
And then it just kept on going. The Red Sox, they were trailing. They came back in the bottom of the 9th. And Chapman immediately gave up a 2-run homer in the top half of the 10th. And what did we do at that point?
We left because you had work the next morning. I was sick of this. And so we got, like, his friend was there. And we, like, we depart from the friend. And then we go to our car. And, like, we just all of a sudden hear that we're tied again. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you want to stay? Because I was the one who mentioned going. And he was like, joking. He's like, we should have stayed. I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel bad. We didn't have to do that.
Well, it also looked like we were getting onto the Mass Pike as the bottom of the 10th was happening, and it looked like they were going to win at the bottom of the 10th. And that was like, ah, crap, we should have stayed. But then it went to the 13th, and we're in Palmer by the time the game ends.
Dude.
And I'm like, you know what?
Maybe it was a good idea.
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, we didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning, but if we had stayed, it would have been like 3 o'clock in the morning. And
you
I
have
sort of
work?
Yeah, I sort of wrecked my vacation time with this trip to Chicago. So
you couldn't stay tonight.
You know, it's funny because we will like a night game like that. We will typically stay,
but we couldn't because it was after our Chicago trip.
Well, yeah. Not only that, but like we didn't have a hotel. We didn't have things with us.
We had no hotel. We had no things. We would be stranded if we stayed.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, What's that?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Ash the Dash?
What time is it? 8:14. I don't know. I feel like we speed ran through that, dude. I don't know if there's anything I can think of to talk about.
Of the 9 stadiums you've been to so far, which one's your favorite?
Is this like going off the tier list that we made or no?
Which one's your favorite?
This one's my favorite. You're going to jump me if I say this. I'm going to get like kicked out. I think I liked American Family Field a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that one too.
I feel like we should put it higher on the list. Like, I don't know. Wait, can I tell them the list?
Go ahead.
All right, hang on. I got to find a picture of it. It's somewhere on my phone. Distract them while I find it.
Okay. 8:15 right now on a Tuesday morning, 69 degrees at our Federico Drive studios. High expected to get up to about 80 today. So it should be a nice day here in the Berkshires. Go ahead.
Okay, I found it. That did not take as long as I thought it would. I thought I'd be here for 20 minutes trying to find it. So we have a tier list, which is like you rank the stadiums. In our case, the stadiums on like a list. And Goated Stadium Ever, which is the top three for us, we have the Citi Field, we have the Philadelphia Field, and we have Baltimore. And then below that is the tier called Awesome Sauce, where we have the Astros, then Milwaukee, then the White Sox, then the Red Sox, then Wrigley. And then in mid, we have the Yankees for some reason. But I feel like Milwaukee should be higher than the Astros.
No, I agree.
So why did we have the Astros?
I did like Daikin Park. It was Minute Maid at the time that we went.
But I like American Family Field more.
So then move it up.
Okay, I'll do that when I get home. Also, I have another change. Sorry, we're doing this on live. I'm sorry. We should move the Cubs down to mid. Because we have traffic on Awesome Sauce here. And we have to stop being nice.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I'm glad we can get that sorted out.
All right. All right. Well, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We'll have, well,
yay.
I don't know if we're going to have, I don't know when we're going to have you on again, Ash, because.
Another 6 months.
Well, no, it doesn't look like there's going to be baseball at all next year, so.
Oh, this may be my last time, guys.
Yeah, it might be. So I think we've spoken about this several times in car rides, but it would greatly behoove the folks who are dealing with Wacona Park to get that thing ready, up and running for next year.
Yo,
so we can have some baseball locally next year, because it does not look like we're going to have Major League Baseball.
If anybody that's working on Wacona Park is listening to this, please go faster. We need baseball next year. If I don't have any sort of baseball next year, I think I will have withdrawals. Like, if the thing that's supposed to happen in Major League Baseball next year happens, I'm going to be just sitting there lonely, and I don't think we're going to be able to travel out to the Steeple Cats every single, like, time we want to watch baseball, because that's a long drive. That's like 45 minutes. We don't want to drive. Actually, we drive an hour, but that's Major League Baseball, not college baseball or whatever it is. It's college baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I feel like you guys, I'm not saying rush, because I want the stadium to look nice, but hashtag give us Wacona back soon. That's
yeah.
all.
And I think it would be very good to have some baseball in Pittsfield next year, considering we haven't had it and there's probably not going to be any baseball.
Think of the money.
The minor leagues will play next year.
The minor leagues are playing next year?
Yes, because they're under a different contract. So the Woo Sox will play, and all of those teams will play. But
I haven't seen a Worcester game since we got rained out.
Yeah, we've seen one inning of Worcester baseball. So, yeah, that might be an option next year as well. But hopefully, I shouldn't say hopefully, that baseball will figure it out, because they're just not. It's going to be a complete mess. We might lose the whole season next year. That's the direction I'm leaning in, is that we don't have a season at all next
year.
But we shall see. Ashley Heck, our guest, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you later. Everybody have a great day.
Bye.
And see you later.
Adios.